This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. My name is Anna, and I wanted to relay a story. My wife, she lived in Long Beach, California. She used to live with her son, who was about 3 years old at the time. And she lives in a lot with three homes. One, she stayed in the back, and her parents lived in the front, and then her sister's family lived on the on another property that was in the middle between those two homes. Well, the story as it was relayed to me, and I've asked plenty of questions about it because I'm kind of one of those people that are a little bit skeptical, more on the logical side, although I do believe in energy, and it can manifest itself in many ways. So she said that her sister's husband was upstairs. They had a two-story house, and he would see her son. They had another son too, the same age as my wife's son, who's 3 or 4 years old. And they would go to bed, but he would sometimes start jumping around, and he would see him. He would see him running around, and would tell him, you know, go back into bed. So one of those times, he would get up early in the morning, maybe like 4 in the morning, because he started work early. And what ended up happening is he got up and he thought he saw his son jumping around, running down the stairs, jumping on the couches. So he ran downstairs upset because it's really early and he could get injured. So he ran downstairs and he told him, hey, you need to get back into bed. So he went towards to pick him up, and when he really saw him, it wasn't his son. It was this thing, the same height as his son. It was all black, completely black, and it had red eyes. So he ran upstairs, told his wife, went and grabbed his son, and they were both terrified. And this happened like, you know, maybe about 3 months later. Everybody was hanging out. They were having like a baby shower, and there was a lot of kids that were invited at this one party. And everybody's having fun, and all these kids start running and screaming and crying, and a couple of them were hysterical, and the moms came out and they told them what had happened. So the kids explained that there was this dark kid, like a kid, not like just dark figure. You couldn't see through him. It was like almost like a shadow, but really dark, that was playing and pranking them. And when he turned around, the little kid had red eyes. So when they saw him, all the kids ran and started screaming for their parents. And this happened like around 6 p.m. at night. It wasn't that late. So everybody kind of just dismissed it. Maybe it was someone running around playing a prank on them. They looked around, nothing. And the house was obviously a large lot. It was all enclosed. All the gates were closed. So there was no way anybody could come in and out unless they notified them, called them. So they put that behind them. You know, the moms, everybody was just kind of scared. It kind of killed the party for them. So we'll fast forward another month or so. People kind of forgot about that. And she was at home. My wife was at home with her son. And what ended up happening is she noticed that she was showering and she heard this loud grunting and roaring, and it was her son just screaming. So she went to try to open the door, and she could not open the door, and she never locks the doors. And she ran outside, called her parents. Everybody came in, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with the kid. The kid became, after a while, he wouldn't speak. It took him 2 months to actually speak because the kid was so spooked. And the kid told his mom that what he saw was this man, a dark figure with red eyes. And I, of course, this was the third sighting in general, which was really interesting. So I don't know what that is, but thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the story.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.